KFIZ News Time is 9:39. Final Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Thursday, 14th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning, and it's time for our monthly consumer chat with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We're joined, as always, by Michelle Reinen from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection as we kick off the new year. Michelle, Happy New Year. How are you?
I am great, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks so much for joining us. As always, lots to talk about as we begin the new year, and we'll start with some more information for our listeners and something I believe we talked about in the latter half of last year as the COVID-19 vaccine began to be distributed and rolled out to the public. A lot of folks hopeful that their turn will come soon, obviously, and seems like just with everything there is in our world nowadays, there are scams associated with the distribution of the vaccine. Remind us again what we need to know about, because there's two different levels of these scams. There's one with the vaccine itself, and then there's still ongoing trials, correct?
There are still ongoing trials, and you know, this is going to be a moving target as we progress through the distribution in our state. And we are starting to see scams circulate in other states where the distribution is at different, you know, points. So what we want consumers to watch out for is scams related to the receiving your vaccine, where they ask you to make a payment to get on an early access list, or just to be able to put your name on any type of waiting list. You're not going to have to pay to get on the list. There's going to be a designated distribution system, and you'll be on that list as it's appropriate and as you qualify for things. But again, scammers are going to try and take advantage by asking you to make payment or offering you the opportunity to have early access to make payment. And it's certainly what we've seen in other states. So don't fall victim to those types of schemes. They might be on social media. They may come by the form of a phone call or just an email. So, again, disregard that and use reliable resource information. So if you have questions as to where we're at in our state as it relates to distribution, go to the State Department of Health Services website at dhs.wisconsin.gov. And you can find out information for our state there.
Yeah, I know our local health department here in Fond du Lac County just put out a press release and put out kind of like an infographic late last week talking about just what you talked about, that vaccination process, the different phases, phase 1A, 1B, and so on. That's really what you have to go by. And as you just said, Michelle, there's no way you can pay to move yourself from phase 2 to phase 1B. That's just not how it works, right?
Absolutely. There isn't going to be those opportunities. And you're also not going to be asked on the phone for information as it relates to your credit card or bank account information or Social Security number. That's not how the distribution's going to align either. So, again, keep your personal information secure and private, and don't hand it out in an unsolicited contact.
When you talk about vaccine trials, obviously there are still trials ongoing, and there are also scams targeting people to participate in those trials, correct?
There are, and those trials are still important, as there's many different vaccines still being considered and looking for approval. So you want to make sure, if you want to be part of any kind of trial and offer that you verify the research study and make sure that it's legitimate. So, you know, do a search. Check with news, scam, review when you Google it or search it to see if it's legitimate. If you just want to volunteer to be part of any of these as kind of like a blanket volunteer, there is a website you can go to, and it's clinicaltrials.gov. And this is a searchable database that's maintained by the National Institutes of Health and the National Library of Medicine, that then provides volunteer screening opportunities, and those who are needing volunteers can go to that and find those individuals who are willing to participate. So if you just want to be available for any, you know, again, go to the clinicaltrials.gov website. But, understand what personal information may need to be part of the study. Again, it's not going to be things like your bank account number and your Social Security number. It will likely just be your name, phone number, you know, general contact information like email and address. But things like your age and gender, race, ethnicity, medical history, those are all going to be important parts of any kind of trial and maybe information you have to be willing to provide to participate. But you won't have to pay, and you shouldn't have to give that Social Security number.
We're speaking with Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our January Consumer Chat here this morning. Michelle, I want to switch gears talking about starting the new year off scam-free. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, holidays, of course, behind us. Some folks might still be setting up their tech gifts that they got. I know some folks in my family got Apple Watches, and I've seen laptops being, you know, handed out as gifts and stuff like that over the holidays. This is an important time if you are opening up a new gift to make sure that everything is secure and up to date, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if they're not still setting them up, they rip them open and are playing with them right away for sure. But now it's time to just take a minute and make sure that those operating systems are up to date, that you have downloaded virus protection if it's a new computer and things. But really take an inventory of anything that can be web connected. Any device. They could be gaming systems. You mentioned smartwatches, you know, video doorbells, thermostats, smart TVs, any kind of voice assistant. All of those can be web-based or web-connected, and you want to be sure that those devices are up-to-date as it relates to the operating system and antivirus software. Be sure that there is a secure connection in the household as well. And also create your own account and password and username for those devices. Don't use the manufacturer preset passwords that may have come with them. Get those things changed and keep them locked down and secure because, again, they are connected to your household and you don't want to allow any of that type of access. So go ahead, take that inventory and do that step this weekend.
Goes without saying that the word password is not a good password to use.
Absolutely, that is not the appropriate password to use. Come up with something unique, long and strong. Often we say a bit of a passphrase, if you will, and again, upper, lowercase numbers, symbols, all sorts of different characters always makes a good, strong password.
Michelle, I know one of the initiatives that DATCAP is doing here in the new year is be scam-free in 2021. It's pretty much every year that I know you're helping folks be scam-free in the new year. But if folks have made a resolution or want to work on protecting themselves from the different things we talk about on a month-to-month basis, what are some steps they can take to be scam-free here as we start 2021?
Well, one of the best things to do is understand the basics of how these scam or con artists operate, and you want to know how they target their victims, what they're seeking from you, and what ploys and tactics they use to get your attention. So things we've talked about all year long, but how they target their victims, many come by phone. We certainly see social media posts and direct emails where they are phishing for you. And we don't want to forget basic malicious websites or text messages either. So really, they have multiple means of how they can target you. And then what are they seeking? Well, they want your money and your personal information. If they have your money, well, now it's theirs and they can go spend it. But personal information, they can turn around and sell that over and over and over again to other scam artists or use it to try and become you, that identity theft piece of it, and then they end up having access to your money. And then, again, access to your computer because it can give them the opportunity to get at both your money and your personal information again. And then ploys and tactics that they'll use to get your attention is major prizes, too good to be true type situation, those big windfall wins, impersonating government, large companies, law enforcement, using threats and intimidation with whatever ploy they are attempting, and also emotional claims and urgency that's related to friends or family or other relatives, again, playing on that emotion. So All very valuable information to keep in the back of your mind should you respond or receive one of these scam attempts, and you can just kind of take it slow, break it down, and realize that this isn't legitimate and you need to disconnect from whatever is happening.
Michelle, I want to close this month talking about identity protection and identity theft. I know DATCAP making people aware of different ways they can protect against identity theft if they're concerned about, maybe a data breach. Explain the basics of what people need to know to protect themselves against that.
Yeah, there's a great tool out there if people haven't already taken advantage of it, and that is to place a credit freeze, or also heard as a security freeze, on your credit report. And this will really lock down your financial identity. It's free. It's available to anyone with the three major credit reporting agencies, as well as you can put a security freeze on a child's credit report if you are the parent or guardian of someone. And what's important to know about a security freeze is it locks down your credit. So if someone gets a hold of your information, they can't go out and use it to try and get a loan or a new credit card and take over your financial identity. But it's locked down for you as well. So if you need a loan or new credit card, you are provided a password and a PIN so you can thaw it for that moment in time when you want to make that transaction and get that loan, but you need to take a step in order to be able to do it. Now, the alternative is a fraud alert, and this is only 1 year, whereas the security freeze is there. It's on. It's permanent until you do something. But that fraud alert lasts for 1 year, and you just have to call one of the three major credit reporting agencies, and it's put in place. It's also free. But the difference here is that you're only alerted to and notified if someone is trying to do something using your credit information, and that includes you. So if it's not you taking that action, it's an identity thief, you need to act and respond and do so quickly to prevent it from happening. So one's in a notification and the other one's an absolute lockdown where things won't happen unless you take a step. But both valuable tools in fighting against identity theft and potential breaches where you don't know how your information will be used now or in the future. So if you haven't taken the steps to put one of these in place, now's a good time to do that.
Michelle, if people have questions, they want to learn more about anything we talked about this morning, and they want to file a complaint, what's the best way they can get in touch with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection?
You can go to our website for all this information at datcp.wi.gov, or you can call our Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.
Very good, Michelle. Thank you as always. Have a great rest of your January, and we'll talk again next month.
Sounds great. Take care.
Thank you. Michelle Ryan joining us from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Again, those phone numbers and resources she mentioned, their Consumer Protection Hotline, 800-422-7128, or online at datcp.wi.gov. Always good.